Mr. President, this time, what would it take for you to be convinced that there's no white genocide in South Africa?
Well, I can answer that for the president. For him.
No, seriously, I'd rather have him answer.
Yeah, I'd rather answer
that. Our president will respond to you.
Yeah, let me.
Thank you, Mr. President.
It will take President Trump listening to the voices of South Africans, some of whom are his good friends, like those who are here. When we have talks between us on the quiet, at a quiet table, it will take President Trump to listen to them. I'm not going to be repeating what I've been saying. I would say if there was Afrikaner farmer genocide, I can bet you these three gentlemen would not be here, including my Minister of Agriculture. He would not be with me. So it will take him, President Trump, listening to their stories, to their perspective. That is the answer to your question.
But, Mr. President, I must say that we have... No, wait. We have thousands of stories talking about it.
Sure.
And we have documentaries, we have news stories. And that, is Natalie here, somebody here to turn that? I could show you a couple of things, and I would... It has to be responded to.
Yeah, sure.
Let me see the articles, please, if you would. And turn the lights down, and just put this on. It's right behind you, Johan.
There's nothing this parliament can do. With or without you, people are going to occupy land. We require no permission from you, from the president, from no one. We don't care. We can do whatever you want to do. Who are you to tell us whether we can occupy land or not? We are going to occupy land. Yes. South Africa, occupy land. That's who we are.
Honorable,
can we draw my membership from this useless parliament?
Honorable member.
Must never be scared to kill. A revolution demands that at some point there must be killing. Because the killing is part of a revolutionary act.
Shoot to kill the mother, kill the poor, the farmer, kill the poor, the farmer. Brrpa, pa, brrpa, pa, to kill the mother, kill the poor, the farmer.
The mayor of DJ in PE is a white man. So these people, when you want to hit them hard, go after a white man. They feel a terrible pain because you have touched a white man. Not because Mashaba and Soni will not be touched. They will be touched, no one. But we are starting with this whiteness. We are cutting the throat of one person, Jaka.
Shoot to kill the mother, kill the brewer, the farmer, kill the brewer, the farmer. Brr, pa, pa, brr, pa.
Shoot to kill the mother, kill the brewer, the farmer.
Say to you, we've not called for the killing of white people, at least for now.
I can't ever see the future.
Yeah, but, and you understand somebody watching that, especially if it doesn't get shared on Twitter, they freak out. It sounds like a genocide on
Twitter.
Who will expropriate land without compensation, whether they like it or not, If they object, they can seek refugee in America.
Now this is very bad. These are burial sites right here. Burial sites. Over 1,000 of white farmers, and those cars are lined up to pay love on a Sunday morning. Each one of those white things you see is a cross, and there's approximately 1,000 of them. They're all white farmers, the family of white farmers. And those cars aren't driving. They're stopped there to pay respects to their family member who was killed. And it's a terrible sight. I've never seen anything like it. Both sides of the road, you have crosses. Those people were all killed.
Have they told you where that is, Mr. President?
No.
I'd like to know where that is, because this I've never seen.
Okay. I mean, it's in South Africa this week.
We need to find out.
What are you talking about?
You
to get out of here. What does this have to do with the Qatari jet? They're giving the United States Air Force a jet, okay? And it's a great thing. We're talking about a lot of other things. It's NBC trying to get off the subject of what you just saw. You are a real, you're a terrible reporter. Number one, you don't have what it takes to be a reporter. You're not smart enough. But for you to go into a subject about a jet that was given to the United States Air Force, which is a very nice thing. They also gave $5.1 trillion worth of investment in addition to the jet. You ought to go back to your studio at NBC, because Brian Roberts and the people that run that place, they ought to be investigated. They are so terrible, the way you run that network. And you're a disgrace. No more questions from you. Go ahead. Go ahead, talk about that. His name is Peter something. He's a terrible reporter. Quiet. Let's go.
Thank you so much. President Trump, and it's also from EMCA in South Africa. Thank you very much. What would you like President Ramaphosa to do about the situation that we've just seen on the screen?
I don't know. Look, these are articles over the last few days. Death of people. Death. Horrible death. Death. I don't know. To pick anyone, white South Africans are fleeing because of the violence and racist laws. And this is all. I mean, I'll give these to you. When you say, what would I like to do? I don't know what to do. Look at this. White South African couples say that they were attacked violently.
President Trump, when will you go and see for yourself if it isn't?
Well, I could do that. Look, here's burial sites all over the place. These are all white farmers that are being buried. And he asks about a jet that was given. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. You know, you are so bad. You're such a bad reporter. This is one after another. This family was wiped out. I'm just looking.
Can we get a report from President Trump?
What's your reaction to those videos, Mr. President?
That's the one reaction.
Well, I think the videos are so. No. When you look at the videos, I mean, how does it get worse? And these are people that are officials, and they're saying that kill the white farmer and take their land. That's what. And I have other friends in South Africa. I have people that left. One in particular that says you can't go there. He said they want to take your land, and they kill you. it's okay, and they say it's okay to do. Now, we're going to talk about it, but this is a tremendous, look, this is a story recent. Yeah. These are all people that recently got killed.
Yeah.
And I don't know how it can get any worse. He's a and you know, the men that you saw, the people that you saw in that movie, those are officials. Those are people that were in office. They had one march, they had a dance in your parliament, whatever you may call it, legislature.
Well, let me clarify that.
Yeah,
please. Let me clarify that, because what you saw, the speeches that were being made, one, that is not government policy. We have a multi-party democracy in South Africa that allows people to express themselves, political parties to adhere to various policies, and in many cases, or in some cases, those policies do not go along with government policy. Our government policy is completely, completely against what he was saying, even in the parliament. And they're a small minority party, which is allowed to exist in terms of our constitution.
But you do allow them to take land.
No.
You do allow them to take land.
Nobody can take land.
And then when they take the land, they kill the white farmer. And when they kill the white farmer, nothing happens to them.
No. There is quite...
Nothing happens to them.
There is criminality in our country. People who do get killed, unfortunately, through criminal activity, are not only white people. Majority of them are black people. And we have now
been utilized... The farmers are black. The farmers are not black. I don't say that's good or bad, but the farmers are not black. And the people that are being killed in large numbers, and you saw all those grave sites, and those are people that loved ones going, I guess on a Sunday morning, they told me, to pay respect to their loved ones that were killed. Mm. Their heads chopped off. They died violently, and you know, I mean, we're here to talk about it, and I didn't know we'd get involved here. But I will say this: that if the news wasn't fake, like NBC, which is fake news, totally one of the worst, ABC, NBC, CBS, horrible. But if they weren't fake news, like this jerk that we have here, if we had real reporters, they'd be covering it. But the fake news in this country doesn't talk about that. They don't want to talk about it, but now they have to talk about it. But they won't. This won't even be a subject. They'll have him talking about why did a country give a free... Think of this. Why did a country give an airplane to the United States Air Force? Okay? The United States... Not to me. To the United States Air Force, so they could help us out, because we need an Air Force One until our... That's Air Force One. It's being built. Two of them being built. But Boeing's a little bit late, unfortunately. So why did they give us a plane to the United States Air Force? That's what that idiot talks about after viewing a thing where thousands of people are dead.
I'm sorry, I don't have a plane to give you.
I wish you did. I'd take it. I would take it. If your country offered the United States Air Force a plane, I would take it.
Okay. But coming back to this issue, which I really would like us to talk about, and talk about it very calmly, we were taught by Nelson Mandela that whenever there are problems, people need to sit down around a table and talk about them.
Well, there are problems.
And this is precisely what we would also like to talk about, including, of course, trade matters, investment matters. So the issues that concern you as the United States...
Those are all deaths.
Yeah, in many ways, I mean, one should say you are a partner of South Africa, and you are raising concerns, and these are concerns that we are willing to talk to you about. Let me just add quickly, you know, the criminality that we are experiencing in our country needs quite a lot of technological capability. And in one of our areas in South Africa, we're using US technology, which is able to in many ways identify where shootings are happening and all that. And I'd like to talk about that, because there is support that we can get from you and the United States to help us deal with all these acts of criminality. And that is what I believe partnership is all about. And we are here as a partner so that we can help each other whenever there are challenges. So I'd like us to discuss it, and of course outside of the media, so that we sit down and have a really good discussion that will lead to good outcomes.
Are there any other punitive measures that could be in place should you not be satisfied that South Africa is fixing some of the very bad things in inverted commas that you tweeted are happening?
Well, there are a lot of bad things happening in, you know, many countries, but this in particular has been very, very bad, very bad. And because of, you know, we're going to have the whole world watching in another short period of time because you have the G20, and that's a big deal. And it seems like, yeah, I mean, I want you to look good. I don't want you to look bad.
Very good.
But we have hundreds of people, thousands of people trying to come into our country because they feel they're going to be killed. And their land is going to be confiscated. And you do have laws that were passed that gives you the right to confiscate land for no payment. You can take away land for no payment.
I want to clarify that. Because we have a constitution. Our constitution guarantees and protects the sanctity of tenure of land ownership. And that constitution protects all South Africans with regard to land ownership. However, we do say, because we've got to deal with the past, the government, and as your government also has the right to expropriate land for public use.
And you're doing that.
And we've never really gotten underway with that. And we are going to be doing
so. You're taking people's land away.
We have not.
From them. And those people, in many cases, are being executed.
Yeah.
They're being executed. And they happen to be white. And most of them happen to be farmers.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a tough situation. I don't know how you explain that. How do you explain that? They're taking people's land away, and in many cases, those people are being executed, and in many cases, it's not the government that's doing it. It's people that kill them and then take their land, and nothing happens to them. But we have thousands of people that want to come into our country. They're also going to Australia in a smaller number.
Mm-hmm.
But we have thousands of people that want to come into our country. And they're white farmers, and they feel that they're going to die in South Africa, and it's a bad thing. Yeah,
please.
What can South Africa do? What concessions would you like to see them make to improve relations with the United States? Then I have one more for President Ramaphosa afterwards.
Well, you know, we just spoke about, I got them a very, very complex machine, 150 of them, I was asked by the president if it could help.
Yes.
And I did that. And, you know, I have great feeling for all countries. I deal with all countries. But I have a great feeling for South Africa because I have friends. I have a couple of friends, a few friends here today. I have many friends from South Africa. But many of those friends they can't go back. Elon is from South Africa. I don't want to get Elon involved. That's all I have to do, get him into another thing. But Elon happens to be from South Africa. This is what Elon wanted. He actually came here on a different subject, sending rockets to Mars. Okay,
yes.
He likes that better. He likes that subject better.
That's right.
But Elon is from South Africa, and I don't want to talk to him about that. I don't think it's fair to him.
That's right.
But I will say that people are fleeing South Africa for their own safety. Their land is being confiscated, and in many cases, they're being killed. And that scene of, you see how many crosses they have. Those crosses, that's a dead person in every one of them. And those trucks or cars are paying their respects to all of those dead people on a Sunday morning. That's a rough thing to explain away. And the problem we have, and the way, you know, a correct and a fair media exposes things. But we have a very corrupt media. They won't even report this. If this were the other way around, it would be the biggest story. Now, I will say, apartheid, terrible. That was the biggest story. That was reported all the time. This is sort of the opposite of apartheid. What's happening now is never reported. Nobody knows about it. All we know is we're being inundated with people, with white farmers from South Africa. And it's a big problem. Marco Rubio was telling me he's never seen anything like it. The numbers of people that want to leave South Africa because they feel they're going to be dead very soon.